On slide 11, then, we can ask ourselves, well, how are we going to teach these vowels? I like to use multisensory training, which is basically a combination of traditional articulation therapy, therapy I call show and tell therapy, with oral motor therapy, which includes techniques to stimulate the tactile system and the proprioceptive systems, and then to help the client cognitively process this information by thinking about what it is he's doing. So starting at the top of our list there, show, what we're talking about here is visual input, which we can do by giving a visual model. So we model the vowel ah, but we exaggerate that model. We make our mouth opening very large, ah. We really stretch the jaw down low, ah, and we make a great big mouth posture. We can also make faces during this time. We set the postures. So we set a big mouth for ah, and a big smile for ee, and a very tightly protruded lip position for ooh, and a big round position for oh, and so forth. These live models, this means that we're doing these for the child to see. We can use pictures. We can use puppets. We can use 3D models like a Mr. Big Mouth. We can use cues like prompt cues or cues you make up for yourself. We can use orthographic symbols. Now, cues, of all these things, cues with the live model are probably our most important elements. And I like to use cues with my hands on my own face, and I'm going to talk you through how I do this so you'll be able to use them for yourself. Let's start with ah. Make a big mouth for ah, ah, and put your hands one on each side of your mouth with your fingers stretching up toward your eyes and your thumbs on your chin and say, ah. Your hands at your mouth draws the child's attention to your face, to your mouth in specific, and the hand position represents that great big open position of the mouth with ah. Ah. Now with E entails a great big smile. What I do is use two pointed fingers, index fingers, and I use both my hands and point one index finger to the right side of my lips and one to the left and make a big E. Now for ooh, I take my index fingers and my thumbs and I put them together to make a little tiny, tiny, tiny position. I place it in front of my lips and I say ooh. And for O, I make one hand into the O letter, or the hand sign O, and I put it in front of my lips, and I say, O. And for what I use is my index finger pointing up right next to my lips, and I just say, right next to my face. You may have other cues that you use. Those are the ones that work for me. Number two, we tell our clients, we give them auditory input. This is the auditory model. So when we're modeling ah or ooh or e, we're obviously showing them and we're giving them auditory input as well. This is the spoken model. And we can do this live. We can amplify this. This is one of my most important tools, certainly. And we can amplify electronically with a phonic ear or an auditory trainer. We can also amplify in a very inexpensive way by using tubes or funnels or PVC pipes and so forth that the child speaks into, and then the sound is directed back to his ear to make it a lot louder. We prolong these sounds so that the child can hear them nice and clearly. We repeat. We use repetition all the time. Ooh, oh, look at that. Ooh, look at that one. Ooh, oh, there's another one. Ooh, and natural ways to just imitate these sounds over and over and over. We can also use minimal pairs. For example, we can stress the difference between the word boo and the little bee by over-exaggerating the mouth positions. Tactile input is something that we gain from an oral motor perspective. Tactile input is used to discover the parts of the face that are used in various oral positions. Tactile input is also used just to discover the mouth and what it does and how it moves. Oral exploration is what a baby does when he's mouthing. So any of our toy-to-mouth experiences that we do with clients will help him understand more about his mouth. If he's blowing horns, if he's playing kazoos, if he's chewing gum, any of these experiences will help him understand more about what his mouth is doing. If you're doing feeding therapy, of course, you know a lot about how we use tactile experiences and textures in foods to help children develop from primitive eating patterns to more advanced eating patterns. And a large part of the feeding experience is a tactile one, of course. We can use temperature variations. I like to use cold. So I might use a damp, very cold, icy cold washcloth that the child can chew on. I might have him eat ice cream. I might have him suck on a frozen popsicle and so forth. And we can also use vibration. Certainly, there are many safe, commercially available vibrators that are appropriate for children to put in their mouths. Just make sure whenever you're doing any of these experiences, you're using and following sanitary procedures. Resistance is the fourth area. So we have show, tell, touch, and resist. Resist is the introduction of proprioceptive stimulation into the therapy experience. And for resistance, what we're doing is applying firm but gentle pressure against the direction of movement. Now, this causes the client to work a little harder as he's learning to create new movements, and it increases his awareness, strength, and control of his movements. We apply pressure against the direction to which a body part is moving. So, for example, when a child produces the vowel ah, he must lower his jaw. So what we do to help him develop that movement, become more aware of it, strengthen it, and learn to control it, is we apply a slight amount of upward pressure on the jaw as he's trying to lower his jaw down. So, for example, I might reach over, simply take my index finger, push it just gently upward against the child's chin from under the child's chin, just push upward gently, and say to him, open your mouth. Or say to him, I bet you can't get your mouth open. And challenge him to push his jaw downward against your finger. Likewise, when producing ooh, where we have to have the lips puckered forward tightly, we can use our fingers to push the lips back on either side, just stretch them back, just gently, easily, and say, make a kiss, or pucker your lips, or poke your lips out, or say ooh. And again, it's just a gentle amount of pressure against the direction to which the body part is moving. Show, tell, touch, resist is the basis of the stimulation techniques to get the child to produce the vowels. But we also have to help him think about these things. We help them by giving them verbal descriptions so they get conceptual ideation of the vowels, what it sounds like, how it is shaped in the mouth. So we use appropriate vocabulary like make a big mouth, or smile big, or kiss mommy. And we regularize our introduction of these phrases so that the child knows every time I say, make a kiss face, or poke your lips out, or make a big mouth, or smile and show me all your teeth, or open big, I want to see inside. Whatever words we're using, we use those consistently so that they learn to think about how their mouth is positioning. We can also use even more imagination, like, oh, I hear a mouse. It's coming. Ee, ee. I hear him. Ee, ee. Make the mousey sound. And certainly most speech and language pathologists, teachers, and parents use those kinds of things all the time. If we go back a slide to slide number 10, we can think of an animal for each of those vowels or an experience for each of those vowels. So ee can be the sound of a mouse. And ooh can be the sound of something that's interesting or beautiful or exciting. Ooh. And ah can also be for something wonderful and grand. And oh could be the sound of concern. And can be the sound of surprise. Look at that. I wonder what that is. There's another one. And so forth. You get the idea. If you work with children, you think of these things all the time. And what I'm just trying to help you do is to organize these ideas around the concept of vowels.